I collected the boy. He was at Bell's getting some lessons. I found Bell teaching him arithmetic. They were doing addition. I never could figure it out myself, but I got good enough to add things up. But I always had trouble with 8 and 7. It seemed like 13 to me, not 15. Bell eyed me standing there, but finished up her lesson.
I thought I'd take Riley fishing, Bell.
But he needs school.
Well, I'm taking some time off.
There's something here I am being kept out of.
For a few hours, maybe.
It's a man's world, all right. Well, take him.
Fishing? There's fish around here?
There's a couple of holes in the creek, and maybe there's something in them.
There's not a fish closer than 50 miles from here.
Maybe you're right. Belle just stared at me. She always knew when something was up. I had some line and fish hooks. We'd have to hunt for worms or bugs or grubs for bait and cut some sticks for fishing poles. Maybe we'd catch something. I didn't much care one way or the other.
What kind of fish?
Maybe some whoppers, boy. Big as liars can make them.
We're really going to fish? I've never been fishing.
You sure are a pain in the butt, Pickens.
That was as tough as she ever got with me. She made a sour face when I kidnapped the kid. It was a fine August day, too dry, but that was August in Wyoming for you. We headed for the creek and then walked its banks upstream. It was slow and lazy in August. It got cold and swift in the spring, carrying off snowmelt from the Medicine Bow Mountains. In Doubtful, there were a lot of outhouses along its banks, so if a feller wanted to fish, he'd be well advised to head upstream. We got to the big swimming hole away upstream. A lot of stuff happened there that I carefully didn't look into very hard. Most of it happened at night. But now, on a sleepy, sunny morning, it was empty. The mountains in the distance looked somber and tired. Let's try here. Maybe there's some monsters in there.
You mean real fish?
I cut off some willow branches with my knife and sliced off the little shoots until I had a couple of long sticks for fishing poles.
Scrape around for bait, Riley. Bugs or worms.
He had a talent for that. And by the time I'd gotten the lines and hooks all tied to the poles, he had a mess of caterpillars, a few beetles, and some bugs I had no notion of. I made a couple of little floats from sticks and tied them in so the baited hook wouldn't just drop to the bottom. And then we were set.
Let's sit here in the shade so the fish don't see us.
I was talking like I knew something. Actually, I didn't know nothing. So we pitched the hooks in, each hook laden with some fish grub on it, and nothing much happened. The floats just drifted downstream until our lines checked them.
Why don't they bite?
Beats me, boy. Tell me how you like it around here.
Am I supposed to like it?
Well, there's a man, Rusty, who's spending some of his hard-earned salary as a deputy of mine, keeping you fed and clothed and all. And my landlady, Belle, who's trying to give you a good start on life.
Fish ain't biting.
You remember your ma?
I don't want to remember her.
Miss her?
What is this? How come we're doing this? You taking me fishing or is this something else?
We're doing a lot of things here, Riley.
This is because Waller caught me. He pretty near twisted my ear off until I bit him.
That's one of the things, yes.
I knew it. My ass is in trouble, so give me the lecture.
Well, I could if you want it, but lectures don't do much good. If you want to dip into George Waller's licorice jar, you'll keep right on, no matter what I say or Rusty says.
You got that right, copper. You're gonna tell me I'm not a deputy anymore? Deputy's got to obey all the laws and all that, so you're kicking me out, is that it?
Well, you got me there, boy. I was thinking along those lines.
Well, ship me off to somewhere else. I don't measure up.
Riley was staring straight ahead, and I knew he would land on anything I said. We'll fish, boy. You're still my deputy sheriff. You still get to wear the badge. You just keep that badge shiny for me. Make it shine.
You mean don't steal?
Oh, let me put it this way. Give more than you take.
I don't get it.
Well, here's an example. You could go to George Waller, who owns that store, and you could say, "Sir, I'll sweep your floor for you. If you show me where the sawdust and the push broom are, I'd do it for you."
You're just trying to turn me into a slave. That's what all the orphans end up as. They get us off the orphan train, and they got a slave.
No, Riley, not a slave. Just someone who gives back.
I don't feel like giving back. For what?
I was tempted to say for the food and shelter and clothes and attention he got, but I didn't. Children had a right to those things, whether or not they gave anything back. A child needs those things, no matter who or what he is.
For me, it's being a man. I get my pay in a brown envelope once a month, and I try to give the county and town some safety. If I took the money and didn't give the people around here some safety, I wouldn't feel very good.
Riley was watching the stick float bob a little in the creek.
Someone worked real hard to harvest the plants that give that candy its flavor. And then other people worked hard to cut sugar cane or harvest beets for the sugar. And someone made the sticks in the jar, and someone transported the licorice sticks to here, and George Waller hoped to sell them for more than he paid so he could make something too, putting them in front of the public. So a lot of folks did work that paid them back, and the licorice sticks got to here, and everyone put some labor and skill into it and took some pay out of it.
Yeah, and now they don't get paid.
No, they got paid, all except George Waller.
I'm gonna resign as deputy. I'll give you my badge when we get back. I'm tired of fishing.
Riley's bobber dipped. Then it began making a circle. I think you got a fish, Riley.
Yeah? What'd I do?
Well, we haven't got a net, so we'll need to draw it in slow and then beach it over there where we can reach into the water.
The boy suddenly came alive. He tugged and pulled and worked the fish to the shore, and we saw its silvery body thrash as he drew it close. But then it spit out the hook, or maybe Riley tugged too hard, and it was gone.
Got away. That's me for you. We haven't got anything.
We just sat there for a while. There was some sort of big hollow ache in him, an ache no one could ever banish. We know there's a big lunker in there, and you're gonna catch it. I'll get us a proper rod with a reel and a net, and you'll catch it.
How am I gonna pay for that?
It'll be something I'll give you. But if you'd like to earn it, I think I can find a few people who'd pay you to sweep their stores.